Here we go.
I don't really care about the facts and details.
Yo! Come on!
Hello, welcome everyone to Think Big, Think Loud with Livingston and Selby. I'm Livingston.
And I'm Selby.
We're here for episode number 6. Wow. Ooh, ooh. They're adding up in a hurry there.
Yeah, they are.
I was going to start this off with a rant, a bitch at Walgreens.
Oh, right on. I used to work for Walgreens.
Really?
Well, yeah, in the distribution center. I'd loaded 53-foot trailers.
Oh, okay. Well, I went to I called Walgreens Saturday to get my prescription refilled before I left town, you know.
Right.
Because I am currently in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but I was home for a day.
Do you know what Tulsa is backwards?
I haven't even thought about it. What is it?
A slut.
Well, I'm outside of Tulsa. I'm like 35 miles outside of it. So
right on.
I got my guard up. but I had to be here, you know, to deliver tomorrow morning. So I left Saturday afternoon, but I wanted to get my insulin before I left. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and I take two different kinds. One I take when I eat, and it only stays in your system like 2 hours, but it's for that immediate height that you get when you eat something,
right?
You know, so it takes care of that, and then it's gone out of your system. The other one I take is called Lantus, but I take a generic version of it because it's a lot cheaper.
Sure.
And I just was able to get it last month starting it, but I was paying like $2.89 for a bottle of insulin. And I got
wow.
It. And the generic is $122.
You know, that it's bullshit that it costs that much.
Well, believe me, I know, but I would much rather pay $122 than $289.
I understand that, but you know, there's no reason that it needs to cost that much money.
No.
There's no reason at all.
It costs them maybe $3-$4 to manufacture. It's ridiculous, you know.
It's fucking extortion is what it is.
But anyway, so what happened with Walgreens is the Lantus I take once a day. That's like my baseline. I have to have that. I can go without the other if I don't eat, you know, to a degree.
Uh-huh.
But the baseline I have to have every day. So I got that. I was out of it when I got it. So I got it. I thought, well, okay, I take it every night. And it's quite a bit. It's 40 units a day. And they split it up to 20 units in the morning and 20 units at night. Okay. And I only had 20 units left. And I had taken 20 units in the morning. And I was going to have to take the remaining 20 units at night. And then another 20 in the morning. But so I get ready to go take that. I was within a couple hundred miles of Tulsa. So I stopped for the night. It's like midnight. And I was going to take that shot, and I pull it out, and it's not the right insulin.
Oh, Joey. No kidding.
It is the Humalog, the stuff you take that only stays in your system for 2 hours and brings it down. I'm like, how can you confuse it? When I was at the window getting it from the guy, I said, because the price was different. And I said, this is the generic of the Lantus, correct? And he said, yes, it's the generic of the Lantus. No, it was the generic of the Humalog. Two totally different types of insulin. Two totally different acting insulins. They do different things.
Okay.
If you are a pharmacy tech, you should be aware of the different kinds of insulin at the very least.
You can
and
kill
why would you fill a prescription for a totally different insulin named totally different and tell the guy you gave him what he asked for?
Right.
It,
so can you take it to any Walgreens and exchange it?
No. I got it already. I took care of it. But I had to spend $180 to get a
again
to get a prescription. Because my prescription had expired. But they didn't bother to tell me that. They just filled a different insulin. And I called the pharmacist up in Thomaston. And I bitched holy hell about this guy.
Okay.
And she's like, yeah, yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. I will be talking to him. That is, she says, it doesn't even make sense. Why he did not tell you that the prescription didn't have any refills. I said, if he had told me that, I would have went right to the urgent care, which would have cost me $55, not $180.
Right. Right.
So
I'd be pissed.
I am pissed. It cost me $180, and then I had to go buy the insulin again. 120.
Can they give you a refund or anything because they fucked up?
They're not going to do a fucking thing. I'm going to take it to her district manager. I
take it up to all the way to Dearborn, Michigan, man.
I'm going up the ladder with it because this is bullshit. To prescribe something that wasn't even what was supposed to be prescribed. Now, what if I was an elderly person and didn't really understand that I didn't get the right stuff?
Right.
And took the shot and took 40 units of Humalog. 40 units will kill you.
Yeah.
Within like 15 minutes.
Holy shit.
It starts acting in 15 minutes. And I take 10 units for like eating a big meal. 40 units. 40 units is going to bottom out my blood sugar. And if you're not aware that you took that, it's going to sneak up on you in a hurry, and you're going to have a hard time catching up.
You going to go into insulin shock? Or
you could very easily.
Okay, okay.
With that much in your system? Now, the only good thing about it is it's out of your system in within 2 hours.
Well, you're right.
If you can eat enough, you could be okay. But you're going to have to know that and be able to do that. The best thing you can do would be to eat a big bowl of ice cream at that point.
Or a candy bar. Or
well, ice cream is going to raise your sugar the quickest.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And keep it up there.
Okay.
Which is what you're going to need with that many units in you. But that's what I'm saying. Shit like that could have happened, you know?
Right. If you weren't paying attention, you just filled your syringe and loaded yourself up.
It doesn't make any sense why you would fill a different prescription.
Especially
and not tell the person that there weren't any refills.
Right. Especially when there's no refills. Why would you fill the prescription?
He filled it with a different insulin.
I know.
And told me it was the generic of Lantus, not generic of Humalog. He told me it was the wrong insulin. So are
that's
you
bullshit.
A freaking moron? I mean, really?
Were you trying to kill people? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm taking it up the ladder just because of what it was and what happened and how serious I think they should take it.
Yeah.
The guy should be fired.
He should.
I mean, I don't want to get anybody fired, but that is negligence.
If not fired, he needs to, you know, some time off without pay, a write-up.
Some kind of reprimand, because
definitely
that
some
is
type of reprimand.
A definite bad mistake to make.
Yeah.
And I tried to express that to her, and she agreed with me after I was like, this is serious. Mm-hmm. I said, this isn't just some simple mistake. This is a serious mistake. You know, I said, you could have killed me.
Yeah.
Had I not known more than the doctors and the pharmacists do about diabetes, because I've been doing it myself for 35 years.
Right, right.
And I'm not saying I know everything about it, but I know when something's wrong, and I know what will fix it quicker than they do.
Right.
But anyway, it just drove me nuts that I had to go through all this bullshit, spend 3 times the money I would have had to spend had he just told me that my prescription didn't have any refills.
Right.
Within 30, 45 minutes, I would have had a prescription and been out of there.
But had you gone and he told you that, and you went to the urgent care and you got your prescription refills upped, what's to say he wouldn't have given you the wrong shit again?
Well, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's why I think he needs to be reprimanded and retrained that this is not something you do. You don't just look at the computer and fill what you think is the right one. You verify that you have the correct prescription.
Yeah. Lantus, absolutely.
Lantus and Lispro. It's two different words. Now, you know, both start with an L. The generic version is called, the technical term for it is called Lispro.
Lispro.
But it's Humalog. It's what it is. The insulin is called Lispro, but it's Humalog. And if you know what you're selling someone or what you're filling, a prescription or what it is, then you won't make that mistake. Those guys filled the prescription, or they told the doctor or the pharmacist wrong or something, or they typed it in wrong. They had to.
Right.
Because Lantus is spelled L-A-N-T-U-S. Lispro is L-I-S-P-R-O.
L-I-L-A. It's, yeah, completely different.
And they're spelled, there's two different.
L-I-S.
Yeah. L-I-S-A. And it's two L-A-N. Different L-A-N. And if you're just, unless you're completely dyslexic and you're only scanning words and you've seen the L and you thought it was the same damn thing I was saying to you.
Right, right.
You know, but you verify that. If you're not sure, then you spell it back to the person.
Right. I agree.
You know, it just.
Well, I'm glad you caught that.
Well, yeah, if I had, I know that anyway, because they're different. They shape the bottles differently so that that mistake is not simply made.
Oh, but wow.
Even still, someone who is not completely aware of all that.
Right.
I think my dad would be confused by it. He would just take it.
Right.
You know, thinking it was the right stuff.
He'd probably thinking, oh, well, that's what they gave me. It must be okay.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Wow. They and everyone else puts way too much trust in medical professionals.
Yes. They're humans too.
You have to question anything that you think is not right. You better question it because it probably isn't right.
And it could kill you.
Yeah.
I hear you, brother.
Just
say it loud. Say it proud.
Well, I mean, you know, that guy, I'm sorry, but he deserves some kind of reprimand.
Yes, sir.
Kind of correction, at least. Show him that what he did is very serious.
Yeah, cut his ball sack off.
He could have been the one, the responsible one for the death of someone.
Yes. How would you feel if you killed somebody, feller?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless that was your intention. You know, look at these nurses in the hospitals that will sometimes, you know, they dose these patients with the wrong thing to kill them. There's nurses in hospitals that do that. There's psycho people out there.
It goes back to something we've talked about, not you and I, but Jack and I talked about in the podcast before as well. People don't listen. People do not listen. You have to say what you're saying to them over and over again until they finally get it, because they they do not know how to listen. It's one of the reasons. Same deal. It's one of the reasons people speak slower in the South to make you listen. If you want to hear what they're saying, you have to
hang on every word.
You have to hang on every word because they're coming slow.
That's no kidding. Oh, yeah. That's funny.
But, you know, that's... People don't listen, and he didn't. He obviously didn't listen to me. So,
no.
We'll move on.
Know what? thank our good Lord that you're okay and you caught it. And you know what?
Well, yeah,
you're out some cash, and you know what? You're gonna.
Yeah,
you're
you know,
gonna bust
I'm not
his nuts.
I'm not sweating the cash as long as I got the right stuff.
Sure.
You know, and was able to get it in a timely manner where I just took the shot and I'm okay. You know, it didn't get too high.
Yeah.
But I've ran out of this before and wasn't able to get it right away and wound up in the ICU.
Oh gosh. Yeah, that's not good.
Spent three and a half days in ICU.
Damn, Joey.
The first 2 days on the edge of death.
Yeah.
They were having a hard time getting my sugar down. It was like over. It was off the chart. It was unreadable. It was so high, it was unreadable.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. That was last year in Louisiana.
Damn. So I got a little bit of a rant.
You go for it.
So, you know, so first of all, you know, we went to a gun show today. And a gun show, you can purchase, buy, sell, trade weapons, you know, of whatever caliber you can buy. And you know, I
really
with went
no
with,
waiting period?
No, you still go through a background check.
Okay.
You definitely go through a background check. In Arizona, it's, you know what, you put the credentials in the computer to the background check website, and
within
yes or
seconds,
no.
Yeah.
Within seconds, yeah, you're cleared. We're in California, you got it's like 10 to 15 day waiting period.
I never understood why it took that long.
I don't either, because California's fucked up.
I mean, the information is there.
It is. And, you know, I went and I wasn't intending on buying anything. And my girl, Charlie, you know, I was like, well, babe, you know, I see a lot of things I want, but I just don't want to spend the money. She goes, well, you know, sometimes you just got to splurge. I'm like, damn it. And I'd been looking at these 12 gauge semi-automatic shotguns.
Yeah.
And I'd been wanting one. There's one that's called the Bullpup. And it almost looks futuristic. And I was like, you know, it's kind of cool. But, and so I'm walking around and I see this 12 gauge shotgun, semi-automatic, and it comes with 2 5 round magazines. And I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. You know, it looks like an AR, but it's a shotgun. And so, it was $4.99. And so I fill out the background check paperwork and they put it all in the system. And I'm like, cool. They're like, well, you know, at first the system wasn't working because who knows, the website was down or whatever. And she goes, well, you know, you can pick it up from this store over here. And I'm like, no, I want it now.
Yeah.
When I buy something, I want it now. I don't want to wait. and go down to somebody else's store to buy
that, or
my
just
shit.
Give me a refund and I'll.
I want my shotgun now. Well, I get the shotgun, I pay the bill, you know, and then I walk straight over to the guy that's got the ammo. And he's got 80 rounds of double-aught buck 12 gauge shells. And it comes in an ammo box, and 80 rounds for $60.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all. So I said, you know what? I'll take two of those. I got 160 rounds.
Wow.
Hey, you got to be prepared, Joey. When the shit hits the fan, as I think it will, we're going to need to defend our homes, our families, our properties.
Well, that's not a very expensive defense, really. I mean, you think about it. I mean, less than...
It's not.
Like,
it's about
$800?
Yeah, about $1 a round, you know.
$700 bucks, basically, for ammo and the gun and...
Right. And then it came with the 2 5-round magazines, and I'm like, well, shit. I want a magazine that holds more rounds. And so I saw this guy selling magazines and said, hey, do you got the magazines for this shotgun?
Yeah.
He's like, well, yeah, they're right here. I said, well, how much are they? He said, they're $15 a piece. I said, I'll take two of them. Two 10 round mags. So I got two 10 round mags, 2 5-round mags. I got the shotgun. And it's as fast as you can pull the trigger, and
now
it's double lock buck.
You just got to get the belt that holds the clips and
the bandoleros.
Yep.
Give me a couple of bandoleros to hold the shotgun shells. Heck yeah, sir. So anyways, that was a great time. You know what? I went not expecting to buy anything, but I did buy something, which is cool. You know, it's, you know, I've wanted one. It's for home defense. It's for whatever happens and shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
So we're in, we're basically in town. We're at the fairgrounds, you know, what's another couple of miles into town. So we go to Sam's Club. We got toilet paper and paper towels and 12 bottles of wine. And
yep.
Well, the wine rack was lacking. It had some holes. So I can't stand a wine rack with holes in it.
Okay.
So we had to fill the wine rack. And it was actually 10 bottles, but we bought 12.
Well, you just need to get a smaller wine rack.
Or a bigger one. I don't know.
If you're going to go any bigger than what you got, you might as well start building a wine cellar because.
Right. And I've got the perfect place underneath the house. It stays a constant temperature down there. It would probably be a perfect place for a wine cellar.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're doing work on the southbound lanes of Interstate I-17.
Okay. Yeah, they were.
Okay. From Flagstaff to Phoenix. And because this last winter, you know, the snowplows really tore up the asphalt.
And it was already old before that anyway.
It was. And it was slated to get worked on this year anyways, but they had to start sooner than they wanted to because of the very, very rough road. I mean, rough enough.
Well, salt does a lot of damage as well. And they use
sodium chloride. Yeah. They use a liquid sodium chloride on the state highways, which, you know, we're thankful for because it keeps the road clear in the wintertime. And you're not driving on ice, which is nice. But instead of fixing it, they put speed limit signs out and lowered the speed limit on a highway that's normally 75 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
To 55 miles an hour.
Oh, it's and down to 55 now.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And as we were going to the gun show, I'm looking over to the southbound lane and I'm like, because we're driving on the northbound lane from where we live.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, man, this traffic is going to suck going home. Sure enough, you know, so we get done, we're going, and there's a back road, a dirt road that bypasses the first part of it and pops you out at Kachina Village.
Yeah.
So I took the dirt road and I bypassed all that shit. And then I get on the freeway. Okay. We're at a snail's pace, but we're moving.
Yeah.
And you know, there's signs like 2.5 miles before the merge to one lane.
Okay.
And it says, right lane closed 2.5 miles ahead.
Nobody's
speed, over 55 miles an hour. Everybody's still rolling in the right hand lane, hauling ass.
Oh yeah, they're gonna wait to the last minute and then expect you to let them over.
Those motherfuckers! Oh. I will not let a motherfucker in. Won't do it.
You had plenty of chance to get over before we got up to this point.
That's right. You saw the same fucking sign that I saw.
Yeah.
You bitch. Yeah. You know what? Fuck you. You know what? Yeah. Suck my balls.
Yeah. What did you gain by staying in that left lane? Not a goddamn thing.
Right. And so we're cruising down the road and we come up and there's one of the off ramps to another road that is not blocked off.
Yeah.
And so people are leapfrogging. You know, they're getting off at this exit and hauling ass to beat what's in between the off and on ramp. I call it leapfrogging. There's got to be a law against that shit.
Yeah, there
because
has
you know to what? Be. They're bypassing this traffic because they don't want to sit in it just like the rest of us just did.
Yeah.
And they expect us to let them in once they get back on the freeway to merge back into the traffic.
Because the traffic getting on the freeway has the right of way. You're supposed to yield to them. So yeah, that's
fuck you. I won't let you in there either, motherfucker.
If I was a cop, I'd be sitting down at the bottom of that exit on the other side, just writing tickets left and right.
That's got to be against the law because you know what? At that point, you are impeding the flow of traffic.
Yeah.
Because you think you're gonna fucking be slick and bypass all this shit.
You are intentionally impeding
the flow of traffic.
Yes.
You know what? These motherfuckers need to be held accountable as well, just like your insulin boy.
Yep.
People need to be held accountable. They can't just do whatever the fuck they want. You know, speed limits is 65. That doesn't mean 85. It means 65 or 70, not 85 or 90.
Yeah.
Oh, it just fucking tears my ass up.
Pisses me off. You know, I deal with that stuff every day. You know,
what the fuck? My AirPods are at 20% already.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know. We're about to that point where we're going to take a little break anyway. Maybe we can get by without them.
We might be able to. I can get by without them. I just have to listen really hard for you.
Yeah. Well, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back.
All right, we are back. So you were talking about you're going to Phoenix tomorrow?
I'm going to Phoenix tomorrow, yeah. So tomorrow, you know, I'm going to Phoenix. I'm going to go get a haircut because the guy that cuts my hair, he's down in Phoenix. And he's the guy that I like cutting my hair.
Yeah, I know how you
feel. So I'll make the special trip down there. And I'm going down there not just to get my haircut, but I'm going to the Rhythm Room down on Indian School Road, and it's a music venue, and they play a lot of blues music, a lot of rockabilly, a lot of psychobilly, a lot of punk billy, a lot of country billy, a lot of you got tribute bands for the Beatles going in there, you know, Marmalade Skies, and it's just a cool place, and they do have a bar. But it's not a bar that's open every day. It's only open when they have music venues.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, I am going to meet. You know who I'm going to meet tomorrow night?
I don't know.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
How?
Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters are going to be playing at the Rhythm Room tomorrow night.
Do you have like a bass or what?
Do what?
Do you have a backstage pass or?
It's such a small venue that he's done playing. It's not like loaded up with security and shit, like, you know, like a concert. But yeah.
You could, hey, it's worth a shot if you
want. I'm gonna ask him.
Zoom. It's just a Zoom meeting.
Sir, would you be on our podcast?
He would make the world for being on our podcast, man. He could talk all about, he could talk about nothing but his band if he wants. I don't care.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We won't even bring up Angelina Jolie.
Oh, fuck her.
Or Halle Berry.
Only if he wants to.
But I had the chance to see him like a year and a half ago, and he was supposed to be at the Rhythm Room. And because of COVID, a couple of guys in the group had come down with COVID, so he had to cancel the show. And I was really disappointed because, you know what? I love Billy Bob Thornton. I think he's such a great actor. His music is cool as heck. If you ever get the chance to listen to Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters, you know what? It's good shit.
There is a show that he did on Showtime. And he plays like this. I'm trying to remember. It's been a while since I've seen it. It was probably 3 or 4 years ago. He plays like this detective. He's not really a detective. He's like a private detective.
Okay.
I think he used to be a detective and he, or he like worked for the CIA or somebody, you know, and, he gets into all kinds of goofy shit on this show. And, I think his daughter, a girl that plays his daughter is in it too. I think that's part of the story, but it's really good. He is so good in it and it's really good. It's, you know, people don't say much about Bad Santa. It's being a serious acting role.
I love Bad Santa.
But that is, that is a hard role to play. To play that type of person. And he is so good in anything he does. Sling Blade. I mean, going back to Sling Blade, he was incredible in Sling Blade.
Incredible. I missed the opportunity to see him and or meet him that first time. Well, about a year later, he's playing the Rhythm Room again. Well, it's on a Thursday night, and I have to work on Thursdays, and I have to work early on Friday, so there was no sense of me going and hauling butt to see him. Well, yeah, he's coming. He'll be back. And it's tomorrow night, and I'm off, and I don't have to be to work until 10 o'clock Tuesday morning. I'll leave Phoenix about, 7 o'clock, and I'll get up here and be ready to go to work by 10 o'clock.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah, Charlie, last time he was in at the Rhythm Room, Charlie was working over there, and she was able to get a picture with him, and she sent me a picture with her and Billy Bob. And I was like, well, that's cool, but that doesn't do anything for me.
Are you signed into the app on your phone for
us? Which app?
The app for the podcast.
I've got it on my Spotify.
But are you, that's not what I'm talking about. Okay. I was going to say, if you had any way to record, you could just interview him right there on the spot. And get him to sign a permission slip, and we're good to go.
Right? Do a mini episode?
Well, either that or whatever. We can add it to an episode. You know, you can talk about it, and then we can hear the interview.
That'd be cool. But you know what? If I get a chance to meet him and talk to him, I will ask him if he'd be willing to come on our podcast.
Yeah, he does. Tell him he doesn't need. He doesn't have to stay on there for an hour. If he just came on for 20 minutes, it'd be ideal. But
and I know he's busy, and I know he's got shit going on. But you know what? Maybe that he could, humor us and give us a little touch of magic.
Tell him nobody's gonna hear it.
Trust me, our listeners are in Arabia, Africa, India.
Well, there's some there's. Well, it's gone up a little bit since you came on. It's about
we are six away, bro. Six away.
I know,
dude.
It's been there before though, and it drops back down. It was down.
I'm gonna bust Craig's ass tomorrow and say, "Motherfucker, where's those 10 listeners you said you could get from me like right now?"
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. It's a process, and I want to take a moment to thank everybody for listening. We really appreciate it. If you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to us at thinkbigthinkloud@gmail.com.
Please send us some requests.
Or a story or anything, you know.
We'd love to have you as a guest maybe, and go from there.
Yeah. So I think that's probably going to do it for this week. We're going we might be back later with another music one. We've been talking about doing a country one, so.
Well, I'm going to get busy now and start getting my list together because there's so many country music singers
I know it. Well, like I said, every time I think of a different genre, it pulls up more than 10 songs.
You know, we also got to do 80s hair bands, you know? I mean, you know, the glam bands, the hair bands, you know?
We've touched on a few of those, but I mean, yeah, we got to dive into them. There is some
absolutely. That we've got so many rock groups that we haven't even touched.
I don't want to play it just for playing it.
No,
it's got to be something you like.
Absolutely,
something that you enjoyed. You know, and even if you only listened to them briefly during a certain era. If you liked it then and you still like listening to it now, you know, we'll put it on there. But
you know who I really like too is Anya. You ever listen to Anya?
Anya.
Yeah, check it out.
Familiar.
It's like instrumental. It's
almost okay. Like yes, I have listened to that. I do like that. I love it.
Yeah,
there's a couple of instrumental stuff that I listen to, more classical than anything. More piano and classical, but I like every kind of genre you could think of, you know.
Absolutely.
It's more about the sound of the song or the music, the singer, whatever, than it is the genre for me. If I like the song, I like the song, period.
Right. You know, I even like, you know, Bob Marley, you know.
Yeah.
I can only listen to so much reggae because it will give me a headache.
Yeah, yeah.
From the beat.
Well, but, I'm that with a lot of music. I get tired of it after a while and I have to switch.
Right. But, you know,
else,
I like to listen to a little Bob Marley every now and again.
Yeah.
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 It's good shit.
I like listening to stuff that you know, I like the kind of music. Like, there's a lot of soul and R&B that I have never heard. And sometimes I'll come across a station on Sirius satellite.
You know,
radio.
Some Aaron Neville and some
Neville Brothers,
Smokey Robinson. You know, what about Tina Turner? You know what? We got to throw a tribute out to Tina Turner.
Yep.
You know what? She was a wonderful woman. She had a beautiful voice and she, you know.
Yeah.
She entertained us for many, many years.
You know, it's like I said, her music. I think I said, might have been you I said it to. I said, they're going to start, all the people we grew up listening to are going to start dropping like flies on us now.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. But you know what? Tina Turner, she was a great actress. She was a great singer. She was a good showman, showwoman. You know, and yeah, she put out a lot of good stuff out there for all of us to listen
to.
She
dealt with an abusive husband, and
oh my gosh, yeah.
You know,
and I got a soft spot for women that are you know, in domestic violence. You know, I grew up in that crap. And you know, there's many times we went to women's shelters because we had to get away.
Yeah.
You know, and you're living in some new place and, you know, you feel like an outsider because, you know what, it's not normal to be living in a house with, you know, 20 women and, you know, 15 children. It's weird.
It's not good for a child at all to have to go through that.
It's not. So, you know, I got a soft spot for women of domestic violence, you know, because, you know what, there's no reason for it.
Well, you know, we were talking about this earlier offline, but there's so many people having children that shouldn't be.
Babies having babies.
Well, it's not just babies having babies. I mean, because there's some young people who had kids who did a very good job.
They did.
At raising them. But it's inexperienced people, whether they're a kid or an adult, having children.
Low IQ people.
And low IQ, children. Yeah, and having kids and not having any support. You know, their parents weren't good parents to begin with.
And right, because you have to break the cycle. You have to, and you know, my father, my father was a very abusive alcoholic, and you know, he threw my mother down the stairs when she was pregnant with my older sister. You know, it's a wonder she made it through that.
Yeah.
And you know, he was just very ugly, violent man, and you know, I didn't have my father because he was in prison for attempted murder, and he was an alcoholic. And you know, I grew up with several different stepfathers, and
oh goodness,
it was, you know, but it made me who I am now. And when my son was born, I vowed to not be that my father.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, even though the relationship that I had with his mom was, you know, it was torrid and it was, you know, it could be toxic. I hung in there.
Yeah.
I didn't want to, but I did for him.
Yeah.
And you know, I accepted that sacrifice, you know, because I did not want him to grow up without his father in the home.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I broke the cycle on that one, or broke the,
yeah,
the reoccurrence.
Well, no kid needs to grow up in a home with abuse, you know.
No, none at all.
Not at all.
I watched my father strike his wife in the face and the head with the butt of a rifle.
Ugh.
And I was 8 years old. And I was like, whoa.
I don't understand how someone can do that and then look at themselves and think that they should continue to function.
Or a decent person. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's that, that is so degrading to beat someone like that, you know,
and because you're a coward and you're going to beat up on a woman who is not as strong as you are.
Yeah, exactly. Can't defend herself like she should be able to.
Not to mention it's your wife that you're supposed to have the utmost respect for.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, I got a soft spot for women that are in those domestic violence situations, and there's no need for it.
No. I never liked people like that.
No.
They rub me the wrong way.
But yes, sir.
I think I think we got it covered for this week. Until next time, think big.
Think loud.